in
Okay.
Calgary.
Right on. That's exciting. Like when was that?
So it was in June. I got to set it up, and so it's called the Plus 15 Soundscape,
Okay.
and it's a project within sound that usually artists will maybe make like use it. There's different speakers that are going down a hallway, and then you're able to organize. If you have a project going on, like an album, and I've been the fir I'm the first I was told to be able to make it all organically. Like I didn't use only use one instrument. It was a steel tongue drum that I used for one of the sounds. But yeah, and it's playing there in Workland downtown, Workland Center downtown Calgary until September.
All right
And it's
on.
playing all day, so you can hear me. We can hear me beatbox, either serenade you or annoy you with my beatboxing all day.
I love
Yeah.
it. I'm in Calgary every now and then, so hopefully if I make it before September, I am definitely going to check it out. And I have friends and that are still there, so I'm definitely going to put like the link and stuff in the show notes so that people can check it out if they're in the YYC streets. I love it.
But I would say definitely it's something I never thought, like you said, how far can my beat or where has my beatbox taken me? And I never thought I'd be able to share a stage and a space in the art community, not just being like the art community within like performing arts, but in the art community in such a way with artists that are from around the world. Because in Workland Centers, Jane Goodall was there the like a while ago doing a seminar and everything with people, and what's his name? Morgan Freeman was there playing his jazz band, and a lot of people from National Geographic. I'm a big National Geo guy as well. Like I love that. And so then being able to share that those spaces with them, knowing that if they pass by within this time, whoever they'll go to have a little tour, and they get to go by and see that. And I'm from Belize, so like either Belize or you don't know,
Or you
I've
don't,
experienced, right? And I'm from a village, so then knowing that I have that there for my family there, Belizean, and have Salvadorian background as well, it's huge
It's
as an immigrant
huge.
here in Calgary. It's yeah.
Big congrats to you. That's so huge. I'm curious, like, what keeps you inspired?
There's so many things that inspire me. I would say, well, as someone for sound, I would say one of the biggest ones is everything around me, but more so even like I'm one of my biggest, maybe however it sounds, it's like it's been one of my biggest the youth, because I work with a lot of youth, have been able to, and even experiencing them within like recently I was part of a program in Workland Center called Arts Reimagined, and it's where 40 plus artists get to organize like projects that we work with like 180 schools around Calgary. And this year we got to partner with another artist, and mine was a stop motion. Shout out to Sasha. She's a stop motion animator, and the children just they got me thinking too, because there's themes that we were choosing for the community, and our kid group was grade threes, and then what they chose was they were worried of homelessness in the community, and so then hearing that already, that I'm like, that's crazy, like to choose that, and then that made me explore my beatboxing. I'm like, okay, so we see a lot of things and experience a lot of homelessness, but what do we hear within homelessness? So then that was something we got to explore, and I think that's what it was like. That's an inspiration where I didn't really think, like I've thought of it, but you don't really think deeply more of it. Like, what are the sounds you hear around you? You hear yelling, you hear calmness, you hear the jungles of the concrete jungles
Absolutely.
of Calgary or of the parks around here. And so for me, definitely is the people. So I would say like the people, which is a youth. Other artists, mu the music that I get surrounded, especially in Calgary, there's so much multicultural influences that it's not just one thing, right? Like you get to have like obviously the indigenous music from here and experience that. Me, I'm from Belize, so I have Caribbean music essence with me, Salvadorian essence. Hip hop has always been something that I've been like, I was born from hip hop, you could say, in many ways, and everything around me, specifically, I guess, be like the youth, the sounds that the youth make within the city.
Yes, I love it. I think it's so great for people who are navigating their creativity to just hear other creatives and see what they, find to be inspiring. And I think it also then becomes inspiring. So thank you
Yeah.
for that. Thank you for that. My next question is about tribe beats. Could you share a little bit about that to the listeners?
So tribe beats is a combined group of MCing and beatboxing to showcase and to show like the organic team up or duo that beatboxing and MCing can be. It always has been. And I've been able to team up with a fellow member that I met through Tribe Artist Society that I'm a part of as well. And he goes by the name of Little Chief. And he's a monster MC, indigenous MC as well. And he's like, yes, really good with his wordplay and his storytelling. The way how he performs and everything too. And that's what I wanted to get out and to showcase mainly is how, like, first of all, within Calgary, beatboxing is like people know about it, but there's not many people who do it, or like they, or people still are like, I haven't seen that live, right? And even when you think about it, you see stuff, if you don't know it, if you haven't seen it, you're like, where do I find that,
Sure.
right? Where will I go somewhere? And so I want more of that community and culture to be out, to be brought out more in Calgary, because there is within Alberta there's like other beatboxers, but they're not I would say, I don't know, they're kind of like not in disguise, just they're a little scarce
Undercover,
and think about,
they're a little undercover. They're a
yeah,
little undercover.
kind of, cause it, yeah, cause perhaps I feel like the spaces that we go into, because beatboxing in many ways, I always struggle slash I'm always promoting to include beatboxing as a, as one of the five of the many elements within hip hop. I say within of the five because there's many elements within hip hop, but the ones that are still like shining hip hop in a sense, are obviously you see break dancing, MCing as always, DJing,
DJ.
everybody is repping that, and then beatboxing, which stemmed from hip hop, from not having anything, to always create stuff within beatboxing. And so, and what better, like, remember that the beatboxer originally, when he would beatbox, it was to accompany the MC, right? To be able to showcase them and also be like, I got the beat. And then beatboxing has become its own thing beyond that, because there's competitions in beatboxing that are around the world. It's very popular in Europe and everything. So yeah, I think Tribe Beats stems from that and bringing out the MC and everything, and then wanted to just show what that Calgary still has it. And that they're, the beatboxers within here, even though they're a little scarced out, they're still here. Like there's another one of them who he's doing his thing, and he's younger beatboxer. He goes by the name of Big Squid Johan. He's recently, like a year ago, he competed in the Canadian Championships, which is held
Oh,
in
sick.
Toronto, and he came in fourth place. And he's
Nice.
really good, really high level. Another beatboxer from Alberta that's in. He's competing right now, actually, in the championship in Vancouver. They're having like a competition in there. His name is Cross from Olds.
Oh, from Old Alberta. Yes. Right on, right on. And so what's next for you? Like, I didn't even realize that there were all these competitions that were going on in Canada. Like, what are your next plans over the next, I don't know, year or so?
I'm definitely looking to venture more into competing, because I have in the past I haven't too much. I did in when a beatboxer that's from here as well, one of the old, more old school guys, but he represents Canada a lot. His name is Peter Pot. He did a championship period 2012. Like, he set it up, and then I competed in that one, and then I was able to win that one. So since 2012, I never did another Western championship, so I've never been challenged again. I want to compete more for sure. And not even to test myself, but to experience competition within beatboxing. What I've seen, the community, everybody is definitely positive. It can be toxic, right? But the experience to be able to meet beatboxers from different parts of the world, especially as someone who, because in the art form of beatboxing and people who do that, for me, I haven't been in a room full of beatboxers. I've been in a room where there's some, but you know, when you're in a room full of dancers or singers or actors, and it almost feels like, if it feels weird to say, but sometimes like you're an imported creature from somewhere. And then even though you can live where you are, and like currently where I am, and I thrive, but I haven't seen so many like me in that way where I'm like, whoa, like I'm even looking like, what's all this? And looking all weird. Not weird, just in awe of like there's so many of me. Like me. Like, you know, just sounds. And to experience that, I want to be able to do that more. Because I think it'll just do a lot for my experience, and it could be for my skill and leveling up and whichever it is, just yeah, to be amongst my family.
Absolutely. And it would be also building community regardless, right?
Yeah.
Even if you stay on the same balance level, you're still like amongst community, which you probably don't
True.
get that as much in, you know what I mean, in a full room like you just mentioned, right?
Yeah.
What about, so when I was like looking you up and stuff, I noticed that like back in the day, you also did some music.
I recently have dipped into my MCing kind of skill set with Tribe. So I am on two tracks currently now. They're not released yet. We have one that's been recorded, called The Tribe Anthem, and then Tribe Stomp. And those ones I'm fully like, there's I got verses in it, so I've got to explore the MC side, which I've always, I feel I had, but I was a beatboxer. I've always been a beatboxer, so that, and the tracks I have had in the past, I have collabed with my beatboxing. There's one called Beatbox Bandits.
Right on. And then I've got like that's so funny because I have checked out Beatbox Bandits, so that is so fun. I love that. I got a couple more questions before I let you go. My next question is, could you talk a little bit about the fact that you are a teaching artist, and you know what does that look like?
So, like I was saying, yeah, through Workland Center, I've been able to do work through programs, with one of them being called Arts Reimagined. And it's a teaching program where we get to take the arts of Calgary, different art forms to different schools that don't have too many representation of it. And
Oh,
a lot of schools that maybe can't afford to bring artists over.
nice.
Right, because although the arts is obviously very important for the city, it definitely the artists, you know, always they a lot of them, and then a lot of them do it as a job fully, so not all of the schools can like fit under the budget, as you know, which is amazing. With this program, we get to go to different schools around Calgary, maybe ones who does, you know, may have like a rougher upbringing within the community in that space. And it does a big difference. What we do is we get to choose different themes throughout, I guess, the year that they're trying to implement within the classroom. And then maybe games and certain things that we get to bring in and they can use on for the future. I was in Westover Elementary last, and yeah, I showed them beatboxing. Like what I show them is beatboxing 101, And then I show them three basic sounds within beatboxing. And then I teach them individual sound, what they all mean, and they're from drums. And then they get to do a beat. I've discovered it's been such a positive outlet for them because I've even been able to work with a lot of special needs kids and a lot of special needs kids around Calgary. I remember teaching them, but because, sometimes just the capacity of them remembering, sometimes you're like, I'm not sure if they'll remember me. And I've seen them again within the years. And a lot of teachers told me, oh, so you're EZG. Or like our kids for the longest time are like, do you know beats and carrots? Because usually there's a formula called boots and cats, but I wanted to be a little healthier, so I did beets and carrots.
Oh, nice.
And the teachers will be like, oh, I know the our now I get what they're saying, because then they'll be like, they're remembering you, and they're saying that they remember your class. And so even like for kids, you would say that you say they like your teaching, the feel would be there, but would come and go. For the especially for special needs kids that I've been able to teach, it sticks with them, and like it's
Incredible.
such a positive outlook and a message for them, right? And
Absolutely.
for kids alone.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, for like if someone's listening, they're like, just want to get creative, right? And it could be beatboxing, it could be anything really. What advice would you have for somebody who wants to like, they like something, it's a creative thing, and they want to like master it, so to speak.
I would say keep doing it if you love it. Fall in love with it, with whatever you choose to do, even if it's you think it's a hobby, like collecting things. Dive into it with a passion and don't be afraid, even though it may seem scary, to show others what you love and are passionate about, because it can be scary because then others might not receive it how you feel. But it's okay, because as long as you enjoy what I learned, say from my beatboxing, as long as I am still like enjoy making it and showing it to others, it'll forever be a passion that can't be destroyed, or that will last forever, because it's I choose it every time. So
Absolutely.
choose a passion, even if you don't know what it is. Dive into different arts, and it
Sure.
doesn't have to be something you need to perform. You
Yeah.
can do something that's for you. Because I think a lot of time people think, do something that you have to eventually perform for the world, and it's like your world is enough to be able
Absolutely.
to perform.
Listen, EZG, gems on gems on gems.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me today. How can we
Thank
connect
you.
with you online?
Mainly through Instagram, I guess, is where I'm like most active, and I promote a lot of like shows I'm doing or like what I'm doing next. And that's at Easy with a Z G Beats JBC.
Yay. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes. So, guys, no
Thank
stressing
you.
if you're on the streets and stuff like that. But EZG, it was like such a pleasure chatting with you. And I'm hoping to be able to catch, Workland before September and sort of take a look then. I would love to check that out.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, whenever you can, and anybody who listening, it's at Workland Center in Calgary downtown. It's called El Sonido Único. It's the one and only sound, the only sound translated from Spanish. And yeah, and thanks for having me again. And it's been my pleasure.
Hey, thank you.
And that was my chat with Eric Gutierrez, aka EZG. If you are in the Calgary area this month, the exhibit El Sonido Único is at the Plus 15 Soundscape. The exhibit is actually up until October. So if you are in the Calgary streets or going to be there this month, there is a chance to catch that out. I'm going to include the link to the Workland Center in the show notes today, so that you can also get more deets. The Plus 15 Scoundsape takes your daily walk to a new level, and it makes an immersive arts experience. It's located on the Plus 15 level near the Theatre Calgary and Alberta Theatre Projects administrative offices, just west of the City Hall Plus 15 walkway. And just like that, guys, I am literally at the end of the show. I do want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I'm your host, Nicole, and you can connect with Beats and Eats on Instagram at Beats and Eats BC, or you can always send an email to beatsandeatsbc@gmail.com. Next up is the George Bastian Show, but before I go, I actually have one final set to share with you. This is going to be a collection of tracks that I found over the past week from last show to this show on the CJSF Digital Library. So I am going to kick off the set with another track from Vince Staples' latest album, Crybaby. I really, really, really am enjoying the album. And that track is called Do You Know the Devil? It's going to be followed by Dem Atlas, and they are going to give us a track called World Laughs. And then I think I'm going to have a little bit of time to play some of the track Migration from Fit of Body. Thanks again for listening, and see you next week.
You are the devil.
Here we go. Busting on the inside the stereo. Another whack rapper, huh? This shit's timeless. I can see you rolling your iris. And the size of this shit's ginormous. Looking back, I did some dumb ish. Who did it? My ass was kissing somebody else's. Just trying to get through. I'll shake this. come on.
This is a evening you don't want to miss.
Watch as I say.
Watch what you say.
Watch what you say.
All of you children are insane. And the membrane can't maintain. Ever struggle remembering my own name. I forgot why I came. Hey, do they have free beer?
No.
Well, that's okay. I brought a flask. Put me up to the test. To blow up the president for thinking he had a sin. Think of the White House. Go up in your white
hat. That's disgusting, Tim.
Now I already told you I don't give a fuck. Don't give a what about your life. Fight for my right apartheid. And I'm doing nasty shit in the hallway. If I had it my way, are you going my way?
Kind of afraid now, girl.
Yeah, I got the bad brains, don't I? No cloud in the sky, don't aim too high. Why you looking down all the time? I'll show you how to do a little rain dance and zip your pants. 1, 2, 3, sing to me now. 4, 5, 6, take a motherfucking bow. Mama's gonna kick you out of this house. And your daddy's gonna whoop for you. What happened? Let the trumpets blow. Be careful, cause the pilot that is steering is a pro.
Shake, who cares, who cares, na, na, na.
Shake,
who cares, who cares,
na, na, na. No ass better shake,
who cares, who cares,
like it's an earthquake.
Shake,
who cares, who cares, na, na, na.
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 Shake,
yo ass better shake like it was a motherfucking earthquake.
I don't have any eyes cause the light's too bright and they all can see inside.
I don't know what dream from reality. I learned to walk on either side.
Are you a genie or the Antichrist? Can someone please tell me why mama cries in her sleep every night?
I emptied all the cupboards in the pantries, trying to find something good to eat. I walk right down the street, trying to catch the bus, the fifth bus. Brother, don't stop for a dark brother. Undercover racist, I'm developing a shark's fintail so well, and my teeth are sharper than a ravenous beast. I'll lay my fangs at your armor that stands in between me, myself, and I. I'll bite the head off whoever try to feed me if they try to fuck with me. I'll meet you at the middle or the end. I don't got any friends, please. Would you come again? I'm having a bad day. Go away, thanks. I just wanted to settle the score. This is not good between my father and me. When I was little, kids used to call me a spaz, but alas, with the horns, please play that jazz. And I'm loving. Rejected, invested in subliminal messages and context. I feel as big as an egg. Standing next to giants and tyrants and hydrants. My pants on fire like I'm a liar. Twist my nose with some rusty pliers. I finally obtain what I desire. I go coast to coast with the most flows I boast. An arsenal of dopeness. Don't try and approach this. Your niggas is hopeless. Please, Mr. DJ, would you drop my shit like an atom bomb? Napalm and anthrax all in one. Hijack a track and leave a nigga done. And if the police come, what you gonna do? Man, I get the fucking pick in the head until they all dead. I'm ready to place bets. I'm gonna slay you all, big or small, short or tall. Come on, come on. I make it sound so profound, no pronoun can pronounce it. I burned down my father's house and I pissed on his carcass and sheepskin carpets.
Boys, cheat kid, formerly known as the one called It. Puffing up phlegm and spitting this shit so much I got used to it. I got used to it, I got used to it.
The world's out of order.
Give up your boy, girl, son, or daughter. Girl, son, a daughter.
Yeah. The world's out of order.
Give up your boy, girl, son, a daughter.
Yeah. The world's out of order.
Give up your boy, girl. The whole world smiles, smiles at you. And when the whole world smiles, it laughs at you. And
everything is broken. I wanted to wake up from these bad dreams I've been having lately. Can you wake me? Leave me here. Ain't nothing left.